Capital 263.
Hi everyone, welcome to Technology, a podcast about tech, brought to you by Capital 263. Free to say it, free to do it, the only podcast network in Zimbabwe, which automatically means it's the best. My name is Dion and I'm your host.
I'm your co-host. My name is Gary Tindai-Manuel.
And I'm Dion, joining you today.
That's Dion with an E.
Yes.
Yes, the better version of Dion.
The other Dion is an I.
As an iPhone?
No, that is dry. That is dry. No. Let's,
That should be my catchphrase right there. Hi, my name is Dion with an I, like iPhone.
As an I, can't think of anything better right now.
Okay, so yeah, weekly roundup.
Yes, yeah, so today we have a few things. We're going to start with, as usual, the weekly roundup news from all over the week. And we're going to go ahead and talk about a bit of Tesla and, you know, electric cars in general and self-driving cars and Uber and basically automobiling technology. And then finally, our new section X, our special section X or Y today will be about Quese TV. Well, the introduction of Quese TV, which is the Netflix and your internet online TV versus your normal cable and satellite. I'll be on the traditional form, so that's the one I'll be defending. And Gary's going to defend the new boys, Tesla.
Netflix
and Quese TV.
Netflix, Hulu, and all the other streaming service TVs.
Yeah.
You can take my side, right?
Hopefully, yeah. Hopefully, if Chawas is still around. Oh, sorry, Dion is also... He's also called Chawa sometimes because his surname is Chawa Kuta. Anyways, hopefully if he's still around, he'll be the adjudicator.
I believe I'll just be a neutral party, my opinion where it's needed.
Okay, yeah, where it's needed.
Let's start. Starting with local news. Local news, we have Tel 1 introducing $5 internet service thingy packages. So then they're going to be giving you 5 gigs for $5, and this 5 gigs is going to be valid for 7 days. I don't know. Maybe this package is meant for a specific person out there, but then I can picture myself using 5 gigs, maybe for WhatsApp only.
So wait, $5, 5 gigabytes,
yes,
of data for 7 days. That's a week.
Valid for 7 days, yes.
Valid for 7 days. I usually use 500 megabytes a day on my laptop. So what's 500 times 7? It's not even 5 gigs yet.
3,500.
Yeah.
3,500 megabytes. It's 3.5 gigs.
Well, technically.
Technically.
It's not exactly 3.5. It's about 2 point something, because 1 gigabyte is 1,024 megabytes.
Okay, we get the point.
We understand that you're a nerd.
Okay, for an average user, I think this
just in case people didn't know.
But then for an average user, I think this is a fair deal, right? Considering most people just use the internet for browsing, latest gossip, entertainment, stuff like that. Then, yeah, but for us, well, I can't.
Well, yeah, you know, I was about to say a very forbidden word, but then let me just say, I download very large files at times. At times.
Video.
Certain databases that you put together with certain files that render certain
images.
3D graphics.
Yes.
Yeah, so that's as far as I'll say.
Okay, yes, he's a buccaneer of the internet.
And the other thing, that came out this week, WhatsApp WhatsApp update, apparently you're going to be able to send 30 images at a time. And I think this is really good, considering that 10 images is really inconvenient, considering those moments when you're coming from functions like weddings or parties when you have to send 50 pictures to different people. And yeah.
Listen, I'm sitting here with 100 pictures of me looking funny and my eyes looking out of place. I want to be able to send them at once. I mean, I still can't do that. I have to send them, 4 times, 30, yes. 30, 30, and then 10. But then imagine, before I had to send them 10 friggin' times. And, this is really irritating when you're a heavy user. And, you could see people, I know a lot of people who say they want to use Telegram. I'm not sure if you've heard of Telegram. Have you heard of Telegram?
I don't want to know what it is. Okay.
It's basically an alternative to WhatsApp, but then...
It works almost exactly the same, for those who don't know.
But I said I don't want to know what it is.
And nobody uses it.
Ah, good.
So now you know.
It's a sad version of WhatsApp.
Okay, so yeah.
It was able to send documents before WhatsApp, funnily enough.
I'm actually liking this, this role that WhatsApp is taking by just making these small quality of life updates. You know, it really helps the customers. It's nice seeing them focusing more on the customer experience.
Or better yet, what about if they could actually send 100 pictures at a time, but then they're like, nah, let's just make it an update so that people will be like, oh, look at WhatsApp, they made a new update, I'm so excited.
But so then, salty. I think, so salty.
Wait, but doesn't that have... Wait, do you know that everything you send, right, is stored in your phone's memory? So then, I think they did it for storage reasons.
Yeah, but if I send 60 pictures and I send 30, there's still going to be 60 pictures copied, yeah, by the way.
Fair point.
I think it's more to do with their servers, because they have to actually send it to a server. They have to copy it to your phone, with which compresses it, then send it to a server. So then maybe it would be too much for them if a million people were sending 500 pictures at the same time. And they'll be like, no, I'm not going to do this.
But yo, considering the funding from Mark Zuckerberg, right? Zuckerberg. I think it should be okay if, they can buy more servers. I mean, surely they can.
That's definitely what they did. Anyways, the other thing is that now you can revoke messages on WhatsApp, and that is really a nice feature, like Instagram. So basically, imagine yourself.
How does that work?
I don't know. They say it's beta testing on certain iOS users. I'm not surprised because, well, basically now they're beta testing everything.
We love iOS.
They're now beta testing everything on iOS.
Since when?
Because they don't love us. Instagram features, iOS, literally. Like,
WhatsApp never loved us.
We don't get anything decent these days. So, yeah, you're going to be able to revoke messages, basically unsend messages that you've sent on WhatsApp.
So these are the messages that, like, I don't have a tick yet. The ones with the funny, like, clock sign thingy. When you don't have data, which I'm sure one of us here knows this very well. When you don't have data, and then you get that little circle sign thingy, and it says, like, it hasn't been sent yet. You can actually, like, wait, no.
You tell us it did up on a cash.
That meme needs to stop.
Some things just need to die.
Wait, oh no. You mean when it already has one tick, then you can like say, nope, this person shouldn't see this.
Yeah.
Ah, I see.
Withdraw.
I think this should be done where you can just revoke the message at any time.
Like Instagram.
Like for some of us who send stupid messages and then
you
regret it like...
Yeah, exactly.
Literally 10 seconds after you're regretting, why did I send this?
Anyways, Mr. Decap, anything on the weekly roundup?
Yeah, so a lot of things have been happening this week around tech, and it was like, what should I talk about today? So one thing that interested me a lot was seeing Apple fanboys having material to crap on us yet again.
They have
gone above Samsung in the top spot for the top global smartphone market share. But they've done it, and catch this, gents. They are above Samsung by a whopping 0.1%.
So number.
Let's please clap for them now.
So number, well, much percentage.
Yeah,
much percentage.
They've done me. I'm so proud.
Steve Jobs would be proud.
But yeah, hey, it's an achievement. It's an achievement.
Yeah. They should get like an award.
Well,
they
should get colors for market sharing.
But then it's an achievement on Apple's behalf, considering we haven't really seen Apple really purely dominate the industry.
Or do much.
Since the iPhone 4, right?
Yeah, the iPhone 4 is a great design.
It's actually surprising for a company that only focuses on the premium side of the market. It's actually surprising to see them cover this much of the market.
They basically monopolize it at this point. But people should also remember that this is mainly because of the Note 7 debacle.
Exactly.
Let's give it an awesome name. I want to say battery gate, but no.
Not gate.
Boom gate.
Yes.
Boom gate. Yes,
nice.
Boom gate.
Nice.
It's just sad that it's all over. Let's hope another phone explodes so that we can call it boom gate.
Okay, yeah. Exactly.
We will be on hand with our catchphrases.
The Samsung market share dropped by 10% in a week because of that. So then, yeah.
Okay, in international news, we've got... The Google Pixel, yes, my favorite phone, yes. We've got information coming in that Google is planning to improve the camera. Well, it looks like they're aiming straightly for the for the best camera of the year, just like they did last year.
Oh, so this is for the new Pixel, the Pixel 2, wasn't it?
Yes, the Pixel 2.
Wait, they're already making a 2.
I'm enjoying, yeah, they're making...
Why are they pulling a Samsung on this?
No, they
Pixel 7, I can imagine.
Yeah, no, come on, you never know. They'll catch up to iPhone, don't worry. They'll catch up to the iPhone.
Why? Can we like have it like a year and a half?
Nah, the Pixel has had issues, like, I heard stories that it would be at 60% and then it would switch off saying the battery is, like, it would just switch off at 60%.
At this point, it seems like every phone is having problems with the battery. I mean, looking at the reports that were coming in for the iPhone 6S having battery problems again.
Yes, and port problems. Really, no phone is perfect at this moment except for the OnePlus 3T.
How dare you? How dare you say the iPhone is not perfect? Nah, I won't go.
But then considering, I think the only phone that's kind of perfect is the OnePlus 3T.
Gary, you're still going on with the OnePlus 3T. It does not, do you even 2K, bro?
But sorry to interrupt, James, but I'm looking at the article for the, what you call this? For the Apple, like being on top of the top global, whatever. And guys, can you please listen to this? This is the global smartphone vendor shipments.
Source check.
Yeah, it's techzim.com, .co.zw.
Okay.
I don't know where they got it from, but then I'm guessing that they're telling the truth. Samsung is first. This was before Apple took them over. Apple came second. Third is Huawei. And then fourth is, no, it's not HTC. It's not Motorola. It's Oppo.
Oh yeah, I was actually surprised. Oppo is shipping stuff.
It's actually got some really good phones. If you look like at the R7 that they released a few years ago, it was crowned the world's thinnest phone.
How long did that last? Yeah, because every team is like, oh, look at us, we've got the slimmest phone in the market.
Exactly, I don't care about that anymore. But wait. Oppo, I think the reason why Oppo has got a good market share is because it's got a strong following in Asia. And it makes cheap flagship smartphones. Flagship Ouch. Smartphones. Hey, Africans.
Don't worry. It's not your first language, we understand.
Thank you, my brother.
You are not a white lady.
Okay. Okay. But then they've got a nice, strong following. So then, yeah, they really sell a lot of phones.
So basically they're using the Huawei strategy where they only focus on the Asian market.
It's exactly. Huawei. Like, yeah. The H is kind of silent. It's
even
like,
Huawei, bro.
Huawei.
Yeah.
Even Huawei, bro.
Which way? Huawei. I like it. Huawei.
Anyway, so yeah.
Okay. And then finally, guys, Quesa TV, the subscription, the pay-based subscription TV service by Econet Media.
At this point, is anything not pay-based?
Yeah, true.
It's pay TV. Shut up. So it's out now in Africa. Like if you go to, I think South Africa so far have it, South Africa and Botswana, and it's going to countries like Tanzania. But then let me start this again. Where the company originates from doesn't have the service. In other words, we don't have the service.
Why?
Because regulators are delaying them, according to Strive Masiwa, the man himself.
Government intervention? I don't want to go too much into this because I know it's very controversial.
Zimbabwe, there are always these controversies and conspiracies all over the place.
No, I just think it's because we have a few other, regulations, like, I think, we are one of the only countries, yeah, that have those kind of regulations, regulatory bodies, I should say. Yeah, podcast. I mean,
wow.
Regulatory podcasts, yes. This is us tuning into rule book number 322, episode 2.
Thou shall not have WhatsApp bundles. So that's stopping them so far, but I'm really interested in seeing that. We're going to talk more about that in the X or Y section. But then, heading into our main topic, like what we're going to talk about today, something that has fascinated me for a long time. Self-driving cars.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
perfect for lazy people like me.
I'm scared of those.
You're scared of them?
Yes.
Now, this is why I wish we had it as an X or Y version, because that would have just...
I think someone's been watching a little bit too much Terminator. Dude. They're not going to rise up against us and kill
no,
us all.
No, but then...
I've been watching too much iRobot.
Okay, so
that movie, though...
Yeah, man. Mr. TCAP, take the lead on this one. Then we jump.
Okay,
in.
So basically, what happened was that, okay, the reason why we're going to talk about this today is mainly because I saw an article about how the Teslas and BMW, they fell short on a certain electric vehicle crash test that they have. Basically, it's not like they failed per se, but more like there's a certain standard they want to keep. You know how these companies want to always be excellent, wonderful, amazing, and then the regulations were like, no, you're good.
Thinking differently and all?
Yeah, exactly. Thinking differently, you want to be premium. So when I saw this, I was thinking, what would happen if Tesla say, our self-driving cars are so perfect, you will never be in a car accident. I was about to say car attack.
So how exactly did they fail?
Okay. It's very technical, but basically what happened was that for the Tesla Model S, the safety belt allowed there's a dummy inside. It allowed the dummy's torso to move forward too much. That's it.
That's it?
Yeah.
But wait, isn't, which that's one? The Tesla, was it Model T? The Model S. The one before that. The one before the Model S. Not the Roadster.
There's a Model 3.
Okay.
There's Model 3, Model S, Model X. And it's spelled, well.
X, confirm the X is the one with the fast startup.
Yes.
Okay, yeah. The Tesla Model X is actually rated as the safest car in the world. They were able to stack 7 cars on top of it without the roof caving in. So then, I'm actually surprised by Tesla. Yeah.
Is this the one that was showed off at CES 2017, sorry.
No, not 2017. That's the S, if I'm not mistaken.
Okay.
S. Yeah, so then, now I'm surprised by Tesla failing this test.
No, they didn't fail it. That's the thing. The article by CNBC, I can never trust them. But then anyways, they basically what happened here was that they had a test they wanted to do. And usually Tesla have these really high standards. But they didn't. It's like, imagine if you're like, I want to get an A*, then you only get an A*. That's what happened.
Okay, okay.
They did really well, but not.
So they are they still releasing the car?
Of course, they are.
Okay, that's good.
It's doing well enough.
Okay.
It's doing better than most cars. That's what I'm saying. Yeah. Did you know that Elon Musk, is it CEO? Should be the CEO.
Yeah.
CEO of Tesla Incorporated, they changed the name recently, wanted to actually make a Model S, a Model E, and a Model X. And the Model E, as you know, the Ford Model E was already made, so they made a Model E. I don't know. I have no idea. That's just
that man has the wildest imagination possible.
But then, yeah.
And he was born in South Africa.
And he wants to go to space. But then, technically speaking, okay, for those who don't know much about Tesla, Tesla is a company that makes...
Imagine if you had no idea what Tesla was this whole time.
And yeah, exactly. Tesla is a car company.
Well, they're not exactly a car company anymore because they're also making these, you know, power walls or something like that, you know.
Yeah, recently they started that. But
you can say they're primarily a car.
They manufacture cars. They manufactured the first electric supercar in 2009, which is the Tesla Roadster, which is a really good electric car, which went from 0 to 60 in about 3-point-something seconds, which was faster than the Porsche 911.
All I know is that it looks beautiful. So, yeah, that's what I love about it.
It's a nice, cute car, but then it clocks out at 200 kilometers.
Power?
It's a supercar that clocks out at 200 kilometers. But then they have nice range.
200 kilometers per hour, right?
Yeah, but then...
Just in case it's per second and, you know...
Yeah, but then they have nice ranges.
There shouldn't be any confusion
They can go as far as 380 kilometers per charge. So that's not bad, considering... Yeah.
Yeah, and what is interesting is that, you know, not to get too political, but then how recently... How recently climate change is a thing. It's becoming a problem. It's becoming controversial. But then, you know, we know the facts. We know that at the end of the day, fossil fuels will finish or we'll have to stop using them.
Yeah, but funny enough, we've got certain people who believe that climate change is not a thing.
Climate change. But then, no, that climate change argument is actually true, considering that Earth has gone through the ice age, the funny other ages, and like where Earth was completely like dry or wet or frozen and humans were not yet there. So then their argument is, well, if we've gone through all these other phases and humans are not there, isn't it just inevitable that we're just going to go through another phase?
I will not comment because yes. I don't want to be persecuted. But what I was trying to bring out was the fact that we're seeing more electric cars, basically. BMW had a new one in, was it CS 20? Yeah, CS this year, 2017.
Yeah.
They released a new Vision. Wasn't they called it the Vision?
It looked ugly. That's all I know.
What color is that?
White thingy. I don't know. It was I saw orange.
The beige one.
Gentlemen, it's called pearlescent white.
Exactly.
Oh my gosh.
But I wouldn't drive that thing. I'm just saying.
So, okay. Basically, last year, the BMW CEO was saying he wanted to make a fully autonomous driving cars in 5 years' time. So that's 2021. Do you think that's possible?
Like fully?
Fully autonomous.
It is actually possible considering the Google has already done that to some extent. But then the Google cars are, they're allowed to drive in certain American states.
California.
Exactly. As far as I know. But then they're not allowed to drive beyond that. I don't know whether it's because of technical support or server.
I mean, when you go down to Alabama, we don't accept them self-driving cars or whatever. I want to be able to hold the steering wheel.
We don't need that kind of voodoo.
Yeah, we don't want that voodoo witchcraft stuff over here. So, yeah, I mean, other places, it's more to do with the fact that they don't trust technology. How much in a bit Mississippi will be the last state to do that? I just have a feeling.
I bet $5. Everyone listening, you now know I bet $5 on Mississippi being the last to adopt electric cars.
Well, they've already adopted electric cars, but I'm thinking meaning autonomous cars.
Yes, like... Does this count as cheating? But then the problem, okay, the problem, let's try to view the cars, the fully automatic cars that we have right now.
Yeah.
Okay, the problem is that they're not perfect. They're flaws. Considering the Tesla Model S, it killed one of its test drivers. Apparently, the guy was watching a movie and he was driving. Okay, it was in self-drive mode, and he was driving, and basically he crashed into a truck which was in front of him.
Oh, yeah, I heard that story.
And this happened not because the set lights weren't reading or anything like that, but it actually happened that the optical sensor or camera, the optical sensor couldn't see the truck which was in front of him because there's too much glare. And it was a really tragic thing because such a simple thing cost human life.
I think in that case, then you shouldn't just rely on optical sensors for something like that. I think you should also resort to things like, you know, radar.
Yeah, but guys,
infrared. There are lots of technologies.
Since the car came out, that was like one of three other crashes that happened the whole time.
Yes, I know. Like, considering Tesla has shipped about 350 units by now, but then we should also consider the fact, 350,000 units. Yeah, I know, right? We should also consider the fact that, these things are not perfect. And Tesla itself actually backed up their statement saying that when you put in self-drive mode, you're also supposed to keep your hands fairly near to the steering wheel.
Just in case of emergencies.
Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah. Well, I was wrong about that number. It's actually that there was only one known fatality, this one, in a Tesla on autopilot after over approximately 200 million miles driven. So it was one of the only fatalities. So I think these kind of things will always happen. Even when we do have self-driving cars, there will always be accidents. It's just that there'll be less of them, especially when the rest of them are self-driving.
Exactly. Yeah. So we also should know that this guy is to blame to some extent, considering we actually have the video right now of the Tesla ramming into the back of the truck.
Well, technically it's a GIF, so yeah.
GIF.
Yes, GIF.
So don't be like one of those guys that pronounce memes as memes or something.
Okay, so moving on. Now here's something. Okay, so a lot of the listeners today may have DSTV or may have had DSTV and have watched either, you know, Super Sport for Premier League, Champions League soccer,
Varsity Rugby,
Cartoon Network, and the like.
All kinds of stuff.
And yes. Some of us have heard of Netflix. It came into Zimbabwe, I think, last year. Was it last year?
Yes, it was last year.
Yeah, last year. It was introduced in Zimbabwe, and Net One and everyone else who couldn't afford to actually support it went crazy, you know, like, hey guys, you can use Netflix and our YouTube now. You know, that didn't make sense, but okay. And yeah, that's what happened. Now the question is, which is more preferable? DSTV, where you can watch all sorts of stuff for reasonable price.
About $90. That's reasonable, right?
Or Netflix, whereby, listen. Netflix, drum roll. Okay, you can actually hear drum roll, but then...
Gary's drum roll sounds like a fart.
you pay $9, for like what?
$9.99.
There are actually three services. There's the $9 one, the $10 one, and the $11 one. The $9 one, whereby you can watch a limited number of shows, but then some of them are not available in full HD, right? It's seven. So the $9 one is at 720p, right?
Yes.
Then the other
720p.
It's good.
Okay.
Hey,
for those, all we got.
No, wait. For people who are not aware, if you have a laptop and you think it has a really good display and you're not sure how much pixels or what resolution it is.
If you see 1366 by 768.
Then, considering regular, almost like most regular shows are at 720. So
yeah, that's just half HD, isn't it?
Yes.
Yeah. That's half HD, which is still not that bad.
So if you have a really good display, you can cover up for that. So yeah. Then the other service is at $10.
Is that the premium, the top end?
No, this one is offers shows at full HD. Then there's the one at $11. It offers like way more shows, everything, and all other services. I don't know. I don't think Netflix is 4K compatible, is it?
No, only a few have 4K.
Yes, it is. The premium membership, the most expensive one, it's $12. No, sorry, it's $14.99.
But it also depends on the studio that's shooting the shows.
So wait. Yeah, I think it's the 11 or $14 one.
Gary, you're kind of being what's the word I'm looking for? Not disingenuous, but you're forgetting the 99 cents. It's actually $7.99.
Obviously, they are always $9.99
and $11.99. So that's $12.
What? $10.
The point is, for $11.99 with air quotes, y'all gonna be able to get 4K shows at 4K. But then the other thing, the downside of this is that you're gonna have a good internet connection. So then,
at least more than 10 megabits per second, which is quite hard to get
in Zimbabwe. Yeah. Considering we're in Zimbabwe,
it starts at $90 with Zol, I believe.
Yes.
Yeah, that's the second family essentials. So yeah, what I'm liking about, wait, I'm supposed to be against this, right? Oh yes, DSTV. So, on the other hand, we have our great guys at DSTV. First of all, you need not worry about internet, because all you need to do is go to your closest DSTV store in, you know, like Joiner, and you just go ahead and say, hey, I want DSTV. They'll sort you out, get you a new decoder and everything, and you have internet right on the spot. You have TV right on the spot. And you get more than 100 channels for $90. That is less than a buck per channel per month.
But if you think about it, I want you to think about it this way. Of all those 100 channels, how many of those are you actually watching? Think about YouTube. All of those channels, millions, all of those of videos, channels. How many are you actually watching?
Imagine if you had to pay $1 per channel on YouTube. Yeah, I mean, it really depends. And the official argument that DSTV have given, a lot of people have asked this question, why is it so expensive? The reason is because it's the technology. They don't have the technology to actually make specialized, packages, bouquets for people. Because what happens is that the satellite needs to send this hash code. The hash code has a list of all the channels that is given. It costs a lot of money for DSTV to send out these hash codes. So if they were to have to give a new hash code for each decoder, it would cost a span. So they're saying you'd have to buy like $500 per month, even if you're choosing all the what you call it? all the
yeah, so that, that's the downside. Okay, my argument against DSTV is that it's not efficient. It's all meant for everyone. Considering that, okay, the first thing, Netflix, all you need is your account for $11. Then like what, good Wi-Fi for like what, $45 to $90. Wait, considering
when Zimbabwe, wait.
Let's also consider also that. Okay, you do your calculations. I'll do
that. That's very situational, though, depending on your carrier, your ISP, and all of that.
Yes, exactly. Because here in Zimbabwe, at the very least, if you want good internet, you have to first of all pray that Zol covers you on fiber. You have to pray. If they've covered you, then you have to pray that you can find $300
every
to get it onto
month.
Your house. No, just to get it. Just
oh yeah, the installation fee.
Installation fee first. Then you have to pay at the very least $90 a month for internet.
Not to mention Zesa and all that. You're losing money every time Zesa's
talking. Let's put Zesa away because Zesa is basically the same for DSTV. They both use Zesa.
Okay.
Then
fair point.
You have to pay at the very least, $8 for the actual Netflix account.
Every month.
Wait, but then considering, let's just take the situation of somebody who already has all this. They literally have to pay $8. Now, DSTV. Okay. How much is an Explorer?
The Explorer is the top range.
How much is the Explorer?
How much is it? I don't even know, hey.
It's like what? I know it's above 100. That's all I know.
It's definitely above 100.
And less than 300. So yes, continue.
Isn't the Explorer like 120 or something like that?
Yeah, sure. Let's make it 200. It's still less than $300.
Wait. Then the actual fees you pay to install it into your house.
And that should be less than 50.
Then there's this, then there's the money for the cables. I don't know. I'm just trying to make more expenses.
Okay.
It's actually 1,500 rand.
I think that's enough max
okay,
for one
then,
day.
Then
that's like 100.
You're going to need a good TV. That's like $600.
What?
Yes. That's okay, the average price.
Dude, you can get a Hisense for like $50 if you go to the
restaurant.
Okay, let's assume that you already have a TV.
Okay, as much as my argument is as much as Netflix might be expensive, the fact is, the fact still remains that, honestly, even if you get DSTV, you're not going to be watching all these channels. The average person only like watches two or three or four channels. That's it. And With Netflix, it actually brings all those shows you want to watch in one place. And you can actually say, I like this. Oh, I like this. Oh, that comedy.
But then they need to have licenses for that. And Netflix have been having some really big problems with licensing. I mean, there was a lot of other shows that had to be removed from Netflix because they lost licensing in particular areas. So, for example, I don't know how many shows you can get here in Zimbabwe, but I know that like if you're in the UK, you can't really watch, what's it? There was a show that you can't watch in the UK anymore. I think The Office or something. Just because they didn't get licensing. That's another big issue. And DSTV, MultiChoice for that matter, really gets that covered. They know how to get that covered.
With their Express from US service.
Okay. But then considering, what was I going to say? I forgot.
Thank you for letting me win this debate.
Fine.
You have not won until I have said you won.
Okay, I forgot you. And I made you the adjudicator. How did I make you the adjudicator?
Yes, I really don't know.
Okay, save me. Okay, what do you think, Chogutu?
There's Questa TV, by the way. Don't forget that. There's also like
Hulu. African. I think, Hulu shut down.
Hulu
didn't shut down. Hulu is just in the background now. It's like Netflix is underdog. You know? Yeah,
I think Hulu shut down, if I'm not mistaken, bro.
No, I don't think so. What I think is, with the DSTV option, you're getting an ease of use. I mean, you don't have to work with any networks and all of that. The guy comes, he installs your DSTV, he does everything.
Guy.
And
yes.
Cable guy.
Sorry, just to clarify, they have not shut down.
They have not.
No.
Wow.
Told you.
I thought they shut down.
And
they're shutting down the free streaming service.
Oh yeah, that. So to most people, they shut down.
Basically,
well, most people like free things.
Yeah, of course.
You hear an ad every 2 minutes.
Why do I feel like Spotify is about to follow?
Spotify is competing with Apple Music. So, yeah. But, hey, who knows?
I tried to use their free service. It's literally worthless because so many ads,
so many exclusives.
No, you can listen to every song, but
live.
There's probably going to be a song. There's probably going to be an ad before every song.
isn't that Spotify, right? That's how it works.
Yes, that's Spotify. And you know what's funny is that most of the ads are for Spotify. So it's like, yeah, you're advertising somewhere that I'm already that using. I'm
on. Yes. And I'm not paying for it, so that's probably means I won't pay for it. So,
but guys, I know this is late, but then I think Netflix is also efficient, considering you can literally watch it on any device that smart device.
I've got two smart TV.
I've got three. Your smart monitor.
Your smartphone.
Your smartphone.
I've got
your iPod.
I've got three words for
your
you.
Xbox. Your PS4.
Your PS4.
DSTV.
Now. DSTV now.
But
then, with ketchup.
Two words. The DSTV.
Wait,
now.
Does it have all the shows?
And
now?
Another word, ketchup.
Does it have all the shows now?
Yes.
It doesn't have all the shows from the main service, but it's
Netflix. Netflix is American. Support Africa.
and the other thing is that for DSTV, you actually have to pay for these new movies.
Yeah,
it's called box office.
Yeah, box office. Like what? Anyway, from what? $2 to $10 for like these new movies. And with Netflix, you don't have to pay.
Interesting.
Because they won't have them.
They only get some of them.
They get the movies like six months or so after they've released.
No, but
DSTV
they have some
gets
them
almost a month after they release.
No. Stop being African.
Dion.
2 months.
Please just verify, please. just give me the nod. The listeners won't be able to see it, but then there we go.
I have given him the nod.
He has given me the nod. So yes, but then I saw Questa TV, like, it's launched, as I said before, it is launched and it's going for $25 a month.
99 or not?
It's 25. No, it's.
Oh, it's Africa.
It's Africa. So it's 25.
$24.
We don't have freedom units and freedom numbers and all of that.
$25, 99.
No, it would have been $24.99.
Oh yeah, exactly.
When you give them like that $25.
Wait. So
you get that cent change.
So wait, if you buy 100 things, technically you get a dollar back?
No. What? If you buy 100 things, you're probably not going to ask for the dollar.
So if something costs 99 cents and you buy 100 of them,
you get a dollar back.
Oh my gosh.
You can buy yourself like a drink.
Oh my gosh.
Or
you could buy yourself a fifth of the Tel 1 package thing.
That's actually quite depressing.
So yeah, this is, I think, so guys, we've reached the end of our weekly podcast.
Isn't that my
Come on, fine, say it.
Thank you for watching, everybody.
Watching.
Wait, let me. I got it wrong. Let me do it with the hillbilly accent. Well, you've been listening to Tech Knowledge. It's a podcast about tech.
It's
Thank
a podcast.
Thank you for listening. Okay, but before you all, thank you for listening, everyone. This has been great. It's been, 38 minutes, it's going to probably be 40 minutes of technology and podcasting stuff. If you want to say hi, I guess, or contact us, Gary, where can they find you?
You can find me on Instagram. My name is Hugo. My IG handle is Hugo.KingFlacco, Hugo.KingFlacco.
How do you spell Flacco? Is it
F-L-A-C-K-O. Yes, K-O.
Yes. You'll get a lot of flack for that. DM him with your flack. Dion, do you want to? Or you want to be anonymous or?
I think, you know, for me, I wanted them to catch me on Reddit, but I don't believe that
you
it would
to give them your Reddit username.
I don't think it would be PC. I don't think it would be politically correct to say my handle right now. It's
DM me or okay. But for those who know Reddit and who know what Reddit is, guys, if you want us to make a subreddit, tell us. Please tell us. You can tweet me at I am Dion Spring. That's I am the English words. Dion, D-I-O-N. Spring, as in the season.
Spring.
S-P-R-I-N-G.
Spring.
I am Dion Spring. Why I am Dion Spring? Do not ask me. But you can find me there. And also, guess what? The podcast is also on Twitter now. You can find it on Technology FM. That's at Technology, T-E-C-H, Knowledge, N-O-W-L-E-D-G-E.
The podcast is also going to have the link.
F-M.
Yes.
F-M.
Yes.
F-M. Yes.
F-M. Yeah. Technology F-M.
Why not AM? Why don't people like amplitude modulation?
No,
I mean, come on.
No.
Because.
No.
Frequency, baby. Frequency.
Yeah, frequency.
Physics. Anyways, thanks for listening. If you guys want us to have a Reddit handle, please, you can tweet myself. You can tweet, on the Technology Podcast Twitter account. You can, please, yeah, DM Hugo, cause he's gonna want his Instagram account to be filled with crap.
Also, if you want to catch me on 4chan, I am, the angry white knight. Yes, down to the Mexicans. I believe we're done today.
Yes, thank you for listening.
And guys, don't be afraid to give us feedback, if you got some facts wrong. I know nerds are really entitled to their own opinion. They always want to say stuff. So yeah.
Apple fanboys are welcome.
Don't be afraid to lash back at us.
Nokia fanboys are welcome.
Yes. And now. Capital 263.